French Fry Dreams. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Everybody knows most diets don't work, but do you realize just how badly they don't work? According to the New York Times, a follow-up on contestants from the reality show The Biggest Loser found that of 14 contestants from season 8 in 2009, exactly one person managed to keep the weight off. 9 gained most of it back, 1 gained all of it back, and 3 are actually heavier than they were. Why? Because it turns out when people suddenly lose weight, their metabolism changes, slows way down because the body wants to be obese again.
They even dream about eating because it's become such a fixation.
Dr. Michael Schwartz is director of the Nutrition and Obesity Research Center at the University of Washington. He says that 1/3 of the population has this susceptibility.
It's not so much that the genes cause the obesity as much as they make you susceptible. And if the environment is one that favors weight gain, then a susceptible person will gain the weight.
If you have the obesity gene, your brain is basically programmed to point you toward French fries. And it's tough because we're surrounded by temptation. Food that's designed to be addictive. Relentless TV ads. You can't avoid it. In fact, I was watching C-SPAN yesterday, which you'd think would be an appetite suppressant. In fact, I had a Ted Cruz rally on. And what do I hear?
I gotta say to all the kids here, when Heidi Cruz is first lady, French fries are coming back to the lunchroom.
That's what we'll be dreaming about tonight. By the way, he must really want to win Indiana. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.